Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Twitter. Facebook and so on. I'm going to talk about legacy songs. You know, I told you a few days ago that I would come out maybe in a week or so, that it was out, and that was it. Unfortunately, I wanted to say that I was became aware that there were somebody on Twitter and people, my critics, were criticizing the first song and the video I Do Love You. My response is yes, it probably could have been done in a recording studio. I've done so many recordings in a recording studio. I wanted to just do it raw without any microphone. Okay. Without any microphone, without any equipment, just me. I'm actually bending over playing my keyboard. So I just play the keyboard. Sound good on the keyboard, but some people said I didn't sing my best or whatever. I got a great voice, you know, and I don't care about the critics. But what I will say that it was done authentically. Whether they like my voice or not, I can really sing, so I don't care what they say. So I will release more singles like I release I Do Love You in response to the criticism. I think that it's just doing something different, you know, just singing without a microphone, without a recording studio, without any equipment. So I just sung it raw. When I sing like this on stage, I don't know. I probably sound much better. Some people say I need more training vocally. My voice is great. I don't care what the critics say about my voice or the song or the other one. There's another one called Love is Spiritual, which is I just played a song I written. You know, it was just so simple and it was so great to do. So it was like doing something new in a recording situation. People criticize my voice and say the recording is bad. And I guess I'm getting that. But I respect their criticism. It was something to do that was different because I written a song. And yes, I probably will take it to a recording studio to do, but I decided not to because I wanted to try something new and raw. And that's all I have to say. And I'm going to release more raw tapes like that in the future. It will be another song without any recordings, equipment, and without any microphone. So that's all I have to say. But, you know, it's just a part of creativity. Just expand and try something new. The other reason is, you know, as an artist, I simply have not received any recognition or respect for my art. And despite that, I released 7 albums, and I'm a viable creator. I've done so much, so I'm proud of myself, despite not being respected for my music or receiving any recognition whatsoever. And as an indie artist and as a person, I have to grow and to try something new. And that's the creator in me. Creating means you try something new. I think I spent a lot of money, thousands of dollars on recording studios, making music and playing music. So, I feel proud that I at least did that. And, you know, I still going to continue with my music as an indie artist and continue to expand my horizons in the field of creativity. And despite what anyone say, I'm open to all constructive criticism and so on. You know, the song is so authentic. I do love you and I do not regret it. So I leave it there. If it damages my reputation as a singer, I simply do not listen to that, because I know I'm a great singer and a great musician. And that's what I live for, and that's what's part of my personality. Me growing and trying something new, and that's all I will say on that. And same with love, it's spiritual, was done authentically. Just playing the keyboard without any, you know, it was real loud. The volume was real loud, so there you have it. And thank you for whoever listened to Legacy Songs, because it's probably my last album, but I may make a final album if I do, because I expand so many horizons through the field of rock and roll and pop and dance and ballads, etc. It was such a joy to do. But then again, I may make more albums beyond, who knows, because creating music never stops, you know, and part of the creating process is to keep creating. It just comes out of me. You know, make up a melody on the piano, or if I sing, I sit there and then a melody comes in my head and I have to sing it out, because it just comes in my head. You know, I've been doing that for years. It's in my head, and then a song comes out naturally. It's just something that's just profusely creativity that I wanted to do for a living. That was the dream that I have, and a dream to continue to make music. And so one day at a time, you know. People, I also want to respond to people saying about me just writing lyrics on some of the music that I made, and that is true. But we all know that a lyricist and the composer are both songwriters. But I do love you. I played the piano. It was great to play the piano part. I made up the whole piano part on the keyboard, and I just sang it raw. It was something to try out and something to see how it is, you know, just see the music process without any equipment or anything, because everything is glossy and remastered and so on, so I wanted to do that. And that is what it is. And thank you for listening, whoever's listening to this podcast, because that is the truth. I wanted to do something different. And it's called being aware of what's going on. Creativity is a profounding thing for each person, for me. It's just expanding. So if any criticism, because they don't like the first song or the instrumental, or they don't like the rock and roll music, or they don't like my voice on some of the pop music, which I got critics for, I leave it there. I tweeted something earlier about some people made allegations about me under the doctor's care and so on. I want to, you know, that's childish, you know. You know, I'm independent. I'm a doctor. I got my executive juris doctor. You know, let's keep it common sense, you know. If you have any questions, contact me, because I'm an independent artist. But who's aspiring to be who I need to be? And it's a joy to do, and I can talk to you the truth. None of those allegations are true. I'm who I am. I speak about it because I'm just an artist who have been exposed to where I create. The responses just going to come by opinion or whatever It is in that regard, but opinions don't determine destinies or where or how or where I go. And I always respect other artists who make music because it's truly who they are, whether they write or sing or play. And in regards to the field of writing, whether they write a word or lyric, or whether they compose or make the melodies, which is songwriting, they are still truly an artist. A genuine artist needs to be respected because creativity continues to expand, and that was where I wanted to go. And thank you for listening. And as I always say, may all your wishes come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And we got to be happy. May God bless you all. No matter who you are or what you are, no matter what religion, no matter what lifestyle, no matter what color, whatever, we are all God's children. Good day, good night. From God.